Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Reading the Times Standard last week, I noticed that someone is suing Eureka for holding invocations prior to its city council meetings. This person is so offended by prayer, she has decided also to sue the mayor in an effort to keep him from sponsoring a national prayer breakfast. Yesterday's paper again quoted the plaintiff, who is reportedly an avowed atheist. She responded to the charge that she could cost City Hall a lot of money with her lawsuit. All they have to do is agree to stop having any prayer before government meetings or other government-sponsored events, end quote. In other words, I want my way or the suit will go forward and to hell with how much it costs. But come to think of it, an atheist would no more believe in hell than in heaven, I guess. How dare the mayor invoke a prayer? Here we go again on the merry-go-round called separation of church and state. Integral to the debate is the First Amendment of our Constitution. The First Amendment reads, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Several legislative committees shortened original statements from both Thomas Jefferson and James Madison about the relationship between church and state in order to produce this First Amendment. We can be thankful for its brevity and clarity. Commenting on the First Amendment in 1802, Thomas Jefferson wrote, concerning a wall of separation between church and state. Now, many today think the term wall of separation is in the Constitution. It is not. It's Jefferson's interpretation about the First Amendment in one of his personal letters to a bunch of Baptists. In my view, no establishment of religion means simply there is no officially sponsored state religion. Our taxes do not support a specific church. Our government does not back Baptists, neither Presbyterians, nor Hindus, nor Buddhists. It allows people to affiliate, or not, with neither interference nor assistance from the government. Atheists seem to like the first part, the non-establishment clause. In a sense, I do too, because I think state-sponsored religions usually become either anemic or tyrannical, but anti-religious folks tend to ignore the second part of the First Amendment that goes, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Should our mayor be stripped of his right to exercise his religious beliefs because he holds elected office? If this lawsuit moves forward, it would do plenty to hinder the free exercise of religion for the mayor and for many Christians, Jews, and Muslims, who together make up about 90% of Americans. Atheists are 1.6%. I think the suit is not only frivolous, but an attempt to bully civic leaders into a quiet corner of submission. If the lawsuit prevails, though, will it lead to disaster for Christians and other theists like myself? Perhaps not. James Madison, the author of the Constitution, once wrote that the gem of Christian religion had gleamed most brightly when the faithful suffered adversity rather than patronage. So bring on the adversity. A little persecution has never snuffed out the faithful. It only makes them stronger. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.